Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guest this morning is Dave Nedgewick with the Nebraska Walleye Association. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
I was telling Corey when we were getting set up for the show, I said, from the best of my knowledge, you are on the road headed this way and pulling over somewhere to get to talk to us, so appreciate that.
Well, I am stopped in Loup City picking up the tournament trailer.
Very good.
And I was getting that hooked up while I was waiting for you to give me a call.
And since you mentioned the tournament trailer, we'll just jump right into you have a tournament that is going to be this weekend at Lake McConaughey. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we do. We have it's a two-man tournament. $300 entry fee. We pay back 100% of the entry fees. Rules meeting is tonight at the boxcar at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. If you were to enter today, you'd have to pay a $50 late fee. But we'd welcome any and all people who want to come out and fish with us.
That's a quick turnaround if somebody's listening to this show and say, oh, yeah, I'll go fish a tournament this weekend, but hopefully you can get a few people.
Well, I think we'll get a few tonight. I think there's probably some people that are just waiting to see what the bite is like. And, typically we'll take and sign up 8 or 10 teams out there.
The bite generally has been pretty good recently. I have done a couple articles on people that are fishing, that are catching some huge walleye. One in particular was a young man that caught one, and it would have been a new state record, but he foul hooked it and did what he was supposed to do and turned that fish loose.
Oh, good for him.
Yes, it was very good for him. I tried to give him some kudos on that. If I remember right, it would have beat the state record by 4 or 5 ounces. So it was a big one. And then there was another one I just did a story on, a gentleman who lives here, and he's passing on the tradition. His dad and he used to fish when he was a kid, and now he was out with his dad and his 3-year-old son, and they caught a walleye that was just short of 14 pounds.
And that's a really nice one.
That's a nice one. And the little guy was thoroughly impressed with it. That fish was almost as big as he was.
Well, my personal best is just shy of 13, and I caught that up at Lewis and Clark Reservoir.
That's a heck of a walleye. I don't think I've ever broken 10 yet on a walleye, so that is impressive. How long has go ahead.
I was going to tell you that last 2 years ago, I was up in Canada and fishing on a flat, and I caught 2 9.5-pound fish back-to-back about 20 minutes apart.
And not the same fish?
Not the same fish.
Very good. Sounds like a healthy lake wherever you were.
Yes. So, moving on with the Nebraska Walleye Association.
Yes, how long has that been in existence?
Well, we had an ad that was placed by a gentleman from Bellevue, Nebraska, in the World Herald in 1989, and he advertised for people that might be interested in getting together and starting a walleye club. So John Heenan put this thing together. A few of us got together. I happened to be one of the people that got together that day in 1989.
So you're like a charter member.
I'm a charter member.
Very good.
I guess that dates me, but I have I've been involved in this thing pretty much continuously for a long time. So we did get together. We did form a not-for-profit corporation, and it's been a very, very good group.
That's always great. If you get a bunch of like-minded people that have a similar goal, it generally goes well. What is the mission of the Nebraska Walleye Association?
Well, the stated mission of the association is to promote walleye fishing in the state of Nebraska. So we do that a number of different ways. One is to take and teach people about fishing. We do that either through members meetings, or if you go to NebraskaWalleye.com, you'll see there's a number of videos on one of the tabs on our webpage that gives you an awful lot of basic information. Another thing that we decided to do pretty early on, I'm going to say about 1990, or about the time that the state of Nebraska started the kids fishing program, we decided that we wanted to take and become active in teaching kids to fish. That morphed into a sister organization, which we call Fishing is Fun. And I guess we can talk about that here in a little later in the interview.
Sure. Getting back to your tournament this weekend over at McConaughey, do you know how many teams you have entered at the moment?
Well, right now we have 23 teams entered. And I'm guessing that we're probably going to get another 8 or 10 out there. So that'll bring us up around 30. And for this year, that seems to be about our average.
Very good. Who is eligible to enter? Are there any requirements or just that you enjoy fishing?
You just need to enjoy fishing. You have to be 16 or older or fishing with a parent. You have to be you have to have a fishing license, and you have to be a member of the Nebraska Walleye Association. So if you're going to be fishing our tournaments, then a family membership costs $45, and that money goes to help us defray the costs of insurance and kind of allows us to pay back our 100% entry fees.
Operational costs, basically.
Absolutely.
So, and you mentioned that the fee for the tournament is $300. Did I hear that correctly?
$300.
Very good. How many different tournaments do you fish in Nebraska?
Well, that varies a little bit. Typically, we do 5 events. This year, we did one at Calamus Reservoir on April 26th and 27th. The second one was at Harlan County Reservoir on May 31st and June 1st. Now, this is our third one, which is going to be on Lake McConaughey, July 12th and 13th. The next one will be at Lewis and Clark, and that's kind of a different one. A number of years ago, we partnered with, there's a memorial tournament up there, the Kevin J. Murray tournament.
I've heard of that.
It honors Kevin Murray, who unfortunately passed away in a boating accident up on Lewis and Clark 20 years ago. So we decided we wanted to partner with them. And to begin with, we went up there and we just volunteered to help them by weighing their fish, helping them run the tournament, and we were just there because we could be. Then we decided about on the third year, as long as we were there, we might as well have a tournament while we're there. So her event is on Saturday, and we started holding our event on Sunday. Now, to help promote her tournament, one of the things that we do is we take the weight from her charity tournament on Saturday, and we roll it into our weight for Sunday. So you don't have to take and fish in her tournament, but if you want to win our tournament, you pretty much have to.
Yeah, or catch a lot of big fish.
Or catch a lot of big fish. And you know, when you explain it to people that what we're trying to do is to help that charity tournament, all of that money goes to Wayne School District, people are very happy to help.
I find that with a lot of things that, particularly that sportsmen do, if it is for a cause, goes back, they generally don't quibble about what it costs to be in. They know it's going to a good cause, so they're willing to pay it, and that's a great thing.
I think you'll find that in sportsmen pretty much in any sport.
I think
just
so.
Just understand what the goals are. You know, you want to take and promote the sport that you're passionate about, and ours happens to be walleye fishing.
I have said many times when I'm doing my seminars, wherever I am, and we were talking about hunting and hunting licenses in particular, I say if you want to save a species, put a season on it, because hunters will foot the bill, whatever it takes. And fishermen are very much the same way. they know what's at stake, and they're willing to help out.
Absolutely.
Why do you think walleye fishing is so popular?
I think that the thing that people find attractive, or at least the thing that I have always found attractive about fishing for walleyes, is figuring out the method that is necessary to get them to bite. A lot of times with bass fishing, you kind of know what you're going to do. You're going to cast to the shoreline. You're going to take and find some fish that are relating to some structure or to the bait fish. With walleyes, it's a little bit different. You know, they are a predator, but they may be relating to the bottom. They may be relating to suspended bait fish. They may be in trees. They could be anywhere. And you have to adjust your style and your methods to fit what they actually want. And that may change by the day or even by the hour.
I was going to say that sometimes is a daily activity to try to refigure that all out. Right now, the walleye are moving more to their summer haunts, deeper water, and then moving shallower in the evenings. But do you have any special techniques for what you do to find them?
Well, I have some pretty good electronics on my boat. I do use forward-facing sonar. I know that there has been bad press about forward-facing sonar, that it's cheating or it's whatever, but I can assure you, just because you can see where the fish are does not make them bite.
That's right. And what difference is forward-facing as opposed to straight down or side-scan? It still
forward
shows
facing,
the fish.
Yeah, it does. And forward-facing sonar allows you to take and see more detail. You can actually watch the fish swimming. You can watch a fish come over and look at your bait and then sniff it and swim away, which can be...
Oh, yes, I've been there. It's very frustrating to know that you're right there and you're literally putting the bait in front of the fish right under their nose, and they ignore you and swim away.
You know, I mean, I think you start out, when I first started out fishing for walleye, I didn't really have a lot of electronics, and you start out, you start fishing in the spring, you find the warmest water in the lake, that's usually a good place to start. You always take and start out fishing shallow, and then you work your way deep if you don't know where the fish are. You look for schools of bait fish. You look for structure. When I was a tournament angler and I would go to lakes that I wasn't familiar with, a lot of times if you go to a ramp or a fish cleaning station, you just spend the first day driving around the lake and you find the place where people are cleaning fish. That'll give you a clue as to what part of the lake you might want to start on. Another tip that always worked for us is just ask. You know, even tournament anglers, if you just catch them when they're coming off the water, you compliment them on their boat, you talk a little bit about strategy, and you just ask them if the fish are biting, it's amazing what people will just tell you.
And there again, that I think is... very prevalent with anglers anywhere and for any species. They're willing to share a little bit about what they know and hope the next guy has a good time too.
Well, I always used to take and believe, and I don't know if I still believe that, but I think I still believe it, that I'll tell you where the fish are and I'll tell you what they're biting on, and then we'll go out there and I'm going to beat you using that technique.
Do you have a favorite lure or type of lure that you like to use for walleye?
The favorite thing that if I could pick one thing to fish with, I would call it the Bob Props rig. I used to fish with Bob Props Sr. And regardless of what he used to say that was very complimentary to his sponsors, his favorite rig was a split shot and an Aberdeen hook with a crawler.
There.
And if I could fish only that way, it'd make me pretty happy.
That's now. It's hard to beat what God put here for the fish. You know?
Absolutely. Now that said, in my experience, I believe that there are more tournament fish caught pulling crankbaits than there are any other method.
That's probably
true. Kind of boring.
Yeah, that's probably true. Just to the fact that that's kind of the market we've created with it. So
yes.
We're going to have to take a quick commercial break, but Dave, I wish you could hang with me, and I got a few more questions for you.
I will be here.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking this morning with Dave Nedgewick. Did I pronounce that right, Dave? Is that close enough?
Nedgewick,
okay. Very good. And we're talking about the Nebraska Walleye Association. They have a tournament upcoming this weekend at Lake McConaughey. Thinking back when you were a younger man, obviously your walleye is your passion, but when did you realize that it was walleye, and why did you pick that as opposed to another species?
Growing up, my parents really didn't, they were not fisher people, okay? And I really didn't spend any time fishing until, oh, the mid-80s. And my kids were active in Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. And one time at an outing on a Summit Lake, I believe, north of Blair, a man introduced me to one of the first LCD graphs that were out there.
Oh, yeah.
And he explained to me that fishing wasn't just sitting on the shoreline and throwing out a bobber, but there were tools available that you could actually go hunting. And that really triggered my interest. And I shortly thereafter went down to a Kansas reservoir with a neighbor. And fortunately for me, I caught about a 6-pound walleye when I was down there, and I was hooked.
No pun intended, but you were hooked. Well, that's great. I grew up saltwater fishing and was in my early 20s when I caught my first walleye, which happened to be in the spillway off of Iron Horse Lake down southeast Nebraska. And it was probably a 3-3.5 pounder, and I pulled it up, and I looked at it, and I held it up, showed my buddy, who was a native Nebraska. I said, "What is this thing?" And he says, "Oh, man, that's a walleye. That's good to eat." So that was my introduction to a walleye.
They are good to eat.
And very much so. This particular gentleman that I was fishing with was a longtime fishing buddy, and he was a master at getting that fillet out of there and making it just perfect for eating. And it was interesting to watch him work. He's almost like a surgeon.
Well, you get pretty good at it after a while.
That's true. You just didn't want to get close to him while he was doing it, because it was like one of those Ginzu knife commercials. There was blades flying everywhere as he was working, and I actually got cut getting too close to him one day. When you're fishing for walleye, do you have a well, let me ask it this way. Just a lot of people hear the term walleye chop. Can you explain walleye chop?
Well, walleye chop to me is maybe about a break in the surface of the water. So you have maybe a 5 or 10 mile an hour wind. And what happens is fish have what is called a lateral line. And that is a pressure sensing organ that I believe all fish have, and it allows them to sense things that are close by. So they could sense a boat if it was close by, or a predator if it was close by, or to sense that, that prey is nearby. But if the water is broken or choppy a little bit, that interferes with that lateral line, and it makes it a little bit easier to catch fish.
And I know it also disrupts light coming into the water.
It absolutely does.
And walleye are very sensitive to light, so the walleye chop, they'll tend to come a little more shallow, make it easier to get to them.
You know, it's amazing. I always used to have people tell me that, you know, light hurts their eyes. Yeah, no, it really doesn't. I've caught fish in such shallow water that their fins were sticking out of the water. What matters to a walleye is what matters to most predators, and that's where's the feed? Where's the food? They'll
exactly.
be wherever the food is.
Exactly. And that's why you mentioned in the spring you're going to the warmest part of the lake, because as the water warms up, the bait fish come in, and then the walleye, the predator fish, they follow the bait fish.
Yes, they certainly do.
Are you a... I guess you would be. You told me what your preferred rig would be, but you like fishing with live bait.
I prefer live bait. I probably spend 50% of my time pulling crankbaits and 50% on live bait. The thing that you have to do when you get out on the water is, even though you may really enjoy fishing with jigs or with crawlers or with bottom bouncers, sometimes that's not what's working.
Right.
Sometimes what's working is pulling salmos.
Where can people find more information about the Nebraska Walleye Association?
Pretty much everything about the Walleye Association is on our webpage at nebraskawalleye.com. You can enter tournaments there. You can become a member there. You can learn how to catch walleyes there. You can learn about what our schedules are. You can see who our officers are. You can see who our sponsors are, or you can determine if you want to help sponsor the Nebraska Walleye Association. That information is there too. As I said, you know, we pay back 100% of all the entry fees, so we count on sponsors to help pay the bills. It costs us about $20,000 to $22,000 a year to put on our tournament circuit. So we get that from a variety of sponsors. You know, the
right.
bigger ones are Shields in Omaha, the Omaha Truck Center, Buzz's Marine, Omaha Marine, Premier Boating. I mean, it's just an endless list of sponsors to which we are very, very grateful. The tournament out here this weekend is being sponsored by the Lured Inn, which is a store just not very far from the dam, and Shields of Omaha.
Very good. Very good. Well, have a safe trip, a drive. Get your trailer there safe. And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me this morning.
Very nice talking to you, Rick.
So have a great day. Folks, that's going to be it for this week. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.